Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rawlings. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Wiltz. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Wiltz. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Metzler moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Carlisle. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. McCurdy tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlisle for the out. One out. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiltz covering, for the out. McCurdy moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wiltz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0 for 1 in the game. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tote moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote scores. Carlisle moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett hits a line drive towards third. Rawlings reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. McCurdy hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Hunfield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy strikes out. There goes Com. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Ward moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-2 in the game. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward misplays the ball. That's an error on Ward. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tote moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tote scores. Carlisle moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote can't make a play. That's a base hit. McCurdy moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com bunts towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. McCurdy scores. Falk moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Falk scores. Clancy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney pinch hits for Fred Hoffman. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan pinch hits for Hal Wiltz. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-3 in the game. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Moore now catching. John Wilson now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Metzler strikes out. 1 out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rawlings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCurdy. The throw from Moore and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCurdy tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kam is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Kam moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.